Test 70, Section 3, Question 18. Here we're just looking for a most supported, it's saying what's supported by it. Psychologists found implementation of policies allowing work schedules to be tailored to individual needs does not typically increase managers' job satisfaction or their efficiency. Okay, so policies allowing work schedules to be tailored don't change managers. Although this may be because most managers already have the autonomy to adjust their own schedules. So saying it might be because most of them already can do that. But these flexible schedule policies do increase job satisfaction, productivity, and attendance among non-managerial employees, so it helps non-managers. The benefits dissipate somewhat over time, however, and they are reduced even further if the schedules are too elastic. So it's saying they decrease a little bit over time, and if they're too loose, then they drop. So basically, these flexible time schedules and to individual needs, it helps the normal employees, but not really the managers. Could be because managers have autonomy. And the benefits to the regular people dissipate a little bit over time, and if they're too elastic, then they're reduced a little more. So, A, implementing flexible schedules would be an effective means of increasing the job satisfaction and efficiency of managers who do not already have a scheduling autonomy. Problem is, we don't know that for sure. It's you know, hinted that it may be because they already have it, but we don't know that it is. So we don't know necessarily that it would help them. Flexible schedule policies should be expected to improve the morale of some individual employees, but not the overall morale of the company's workforce. This was going well at the beginning, but we don't know about the overall morale. We don't know that it won't. Flexible schedules should be expected to substantially improve a company's productivity and employee satisfaction in the long run. Well, maybe, but it's the whole company. And it just says among non-managerial employees, we don't know whether that's going to offset managerial. There is little correlation between managers' job satisfaction and their ability to set their own work schedules. We don't know that because it could be that there is. It just doesn't increase when we have more, but that could be because they had it. The typical benefits of flexible schedule policies cannot be reliably inferred from observation of the effects of such policies on managers. That's what we do have evidence for, because we're saying we don't know why, so it's not, it typically benefits other people, but not managers. And so we can't really say what the managers are, partially because they already have that autonomy, or maybe because they have that autonomy. And so E is our best answer. In that situation, we do have the statement that managers are not representative. So we take that and go.